Revelation 21, verses 1 through 4, 18 through 27, and John 14, 1 and 2. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gate shall not be shut at all by day. There's no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Our story, Surprise Dessert. Zach took a bite of his meatloaf. We learned about heaven in Sunday school today, he said, but there's something I don't understand. I know heaven is supposed to be wonderful, but it doesn't sound so great to me. Won't it be boring just walking around on a golden street singing hymns? Oh, I'm sure we'll be doing more than that, Dad said with a smile. Yeah, well, that's what Mr. Davis said too, admitted Zach. The Bible doesn't tell us a lot about it, though, does it? No, replied Dad, but we do know that it's a wonderful, beautiful place, and the best part of heaven will be finally being with Jesus. Right, agreed Mom. Sometimes it's hard to understand how great that will be, but think about how glad you are to see Grandpa and Grandma when we visit them. Seeing Jesus will be even better. Zach shrugged. I guess so. He ate the last bite of his meatloaf. I wonder why God didn't tell us more about what heaven will be like. For one thing, it would be impossible for our minds to understand all the good things he has planned for us, said Dad. He looked over at 4-year-old Bobby. Finish your carrots, Bobby, he said. We're almost ready for dessert. What is it? Bobby asked as he took a fork full of carrots. Mom just smiled. It's a surprise, she said, but I promise you'll like it. Can I have mine now, Mom? Asked Zach. Mom shook her head. Let's wait till Bobby's ready, she said quietly. It's his favorite. If he sees it, he'll get so excited that he won't want to finish his carrots. Soon they were all enjoying strawberry shortcake. I just thought of another reason God didn't tell us exactly what heaven will be like, Zach announced with a grin. If we knew, we'd probably get so excited we wouldn't be able to focus on what God wants us to do on earth now. Dad and Mom smiled. Like Bobby wouldn't have been able to finish his carrots if he knew what dessert was coming, agreed Mom. We just need to obey God and trust that his dessert will be just right. Well, how about you? Do you ever wonder what heaven will be like? The Bible tells some things about it, but you won't really know what God has in store for you until you get there. Trust him and believe that he knows best how to make you happy. In the meantime, keep busy doing God's will on earth and telling others about Jesus so they can go to heaven too. Psalm 16:11, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And our key thought, heaven will be wonderful.